one of our favorite guests, Bobby McMahon, on the World Cup. Bobby, thanks for jumping on this morning. We're hearing all these crazy reports that Neymar, if the Brazilians get past the Germans, that he could potentially play in the final. How crazy would that be? The dude has a broken vertebrae in his back, or vertebra in his back.
I think we'd be talking about the equivalent of rising from the dead. It's ludicrous, isn't it? One minute he's close to paralysis and never walking again, and then a couple of days later the stories come out that maybe medication, all the rest. You just can't see it happening, just for pure medical reasons alone. He's broken a vertebrae. Why would you put a player in the biggest game he's ever going to play in a fragile state like that? The first time he's going to get touched, it's going to do incredible. It's stupid. It's daft. Even contemplating the thought.
So as it stands right now, given the walking wounded with Brazil, do you consider the Germans to be the favorite now?
I think in some really weird way, the Germans would almost prefer the Neymar to be playing, because I think they would then have a better idea of what they're in for. Neymar's coming out. If Neymar's there, he's certainly great player, no doubt about that. But the no Brazil's approach. Now you take Neymar out of the mix, you take Thiago Silva out of the mix, because I doubt that suspension is going to get overruled. So they bring in a new centre-back, which will be Dante. They bring in a new player to replace probably Willian, who will probably replace Neymar. And suddenly there's a potential to change that dynamic a little bit in the Brazil side. And Germany and their preparations have to guess a little bit more. So I think the bookies will probably edge them in front, but I'm not sure that they will be actually, all that happy about what's really transpired after the Colombia game and the Neymar injury.
Bobby, obviously when Neymar was there, everything was centered around him, and even playing that long ball tactic, which to me is surprising for a Brazilian side, just looking for Neymar all the time. How is Big Phil going to change things around, as you mentioned? Is it going to be a drastically, tactically, can they this late in the tournament just change the way they play?
I think they could look to play perhaps a little bit more defensively. I think play for that counter-attack, play for set pieces. You look at the goals they've scored, and a lot of them have been set-piece goals already, so I think there's a potential to put even more emphasis on that. I think there's certainly a thought that the Germans can be frustrated in terms of playing deep, defending with 6-7 players, and then looking to hit them on the counter. Willian, coming in for Neymar, is a good player on the counter-attack. He might go for somebody that perhaps is more fleet of foot than Fred, which is just about anybody else in the world. So there might be these kind of changes. Joe might come in for Fred being a little bit quicker. So I can see Scolari taking a much more reactive approach. Not that he's been overly proactive up to now, but I think even more so. I think he might just be a little bit more reactive and try and encourage the Germans to come on to them.
You know, guys, not that Messi isn't a household name, but I think you look at the final four teams that are remaining in the World Cup, and you look at the star that is Messi, and I think you have to look at this and say, this is a prime opportunity for Messi to put himself up to the highest level that he could possibly achieve. That if he thinks he's a household name now, that he could be the biggest thing in soccer if he takes advantage of a prime opportunity right now. Bobby, do you feel the same way?
Absolutely agree. Because you can also turn it into almost a negative as well, because if he doesn't take this opportunity, and let's face it, he's 27 and he's in his prime years, the situation with Argentina, South American World Cup, not a great team around him, but not a bad team around him either. They're in the last four, first time they've done it since 1990. You can't really see him getting a better opportunity in this. And if Argentina don't go on to win the World Cup, the thing that's going to hang over Messi for the rest of his career and the legacy of Lionel Messi is going to be, but he never won a World Cup.
Bobby, before I let you go, obviously we saw what Luis Suarez did, really a parasite of a player, how he bites a defender on the pitch. But to me, there's just one guy I don't want to see win a World Cup, and that's Arjen Robben, a guy who he just kills the spirit of soccer with his horrendous diving on the pitch, Bobby. I just don't want to see this guy hoist the cup.
Well, he's down to the last four again, but then again, if there's any, if I can give you any sort of any encouragement, Remember the 2010 World Cup, I think it was about the 67th minute, Robin right through one-on-one. Up to that point, the Dutch had been defending Spain and looking for the counter-attack. They got the counter-attack, one-on-one with Robin. He fluffed his lines.
Yeah.
So maybe the same thing will happen again.
Sportsnet soccer analyst Bobby McMahon. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate this.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.